tell me that you're sorry. Didn't think I'd turn around and say that it's too late.
OneRepublic's first hit, Apologize, didn't make much of a splash until Timbaland remixed it. Then it went on to be Ryan Tedder's first multi-million seller. Soon he had an impressive second career as a songwriter and producer for other artists, writing or co-writing such global hits as Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love.
I keep bleeding, I keep bleeding, I love, keep bleeding, keep.
Kelly Clarkson's Already Gone.
I'm already gone, already gone. There's no moving on, so I'm already gone.
Beyonce's Halo.
Halo, 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 Halo.
And Adele's Rumor Has It.
Haven't you heard the rumor?
It's your soul.
The son of a musician father and schoolteacher mother, Ryan Tedder grew up in a religious family in rural Oklahoma. Before he was a teenager, he listened to mostly gospel music. You can hear that gospel influence, not just in the sound of some of his songs, but also in the spirit. Andrew Hamp, who recently profiled Tedder for Billboard magazine, thinks one reason his songs are so popular is that people find an extra layer there. There's a deeper meaning, not just a great pop hook.
A lot of the songs are very spiritual in their themes. They're very life-affirming. They're not just throw your hands in the air party jams. They're often the antithesis of that.
In the past 6 months, Ryan Tedder has had writing credits on hits by Maroon 5, Ellie Goulding, and Demi Lovato. Yet to be released are songs he worked on with U2, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift. While it's not unusual for a singer to co-write with another artist, it is not common to cross styles as effortlessly as Ryan Tedder seems to. Nashville's Gretchen Peters is probably best known for writing the country hit Independence Day for Martina McBride, though dozens of other artists, including Neil Diamond and Bonnie Raitt, have recorded her songs. And while she often writes with Bryan Adams, Peters says solo writing is always easier. She's impressed with Ryan Tedder's ability to write with such a diverse group of artists.
You really, really have to get in their head. As a songwriter, that takes a certain amount of your energy, just sort of understanding where that artist is coming from, what it is that they will say, would say, and are want to convey in song, and also other just mechanical things like their range, their ability to sing, the kinds of melodies that they sing, all of that you have to take into account. It's a very intuitive and sensitive process trying to get inside that artist's head.
It's a secret that Ryan Tedder has figured out, both as a co-writer and with his band. OneRepublic's third album, Native, has just gone gold, and Counting Stars just topped Apologize to become the band's biggest single. They spent much of this North American spring touring Europe and have U.S. dates scheduled through the summer. But being on the road won't stop Ryan Tedder from jumping into the studio and working with other artists and producers. So where does Andrew Hamp see Tedder in 20 years? Will he still be on the road?
His ambition is to be U2, to have songs that are part of people's life milestones. It's important to him that he not be the song you just hear at a party or in a club, that he writes the songs that you hear at your wedding, you hear at your, you know, engagement party, at your graduation, whatever it is. So U2 are in their 50s now, and they're still touring the world and ironically making an album that will have songs produced by Ryan Tedder.
I'm Catherine Cole.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told.